Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. You know where to get it. HeapsNormal.com. They've got award-winning ones. Get them in your mouth for summertime. Oh, Heggy's just cracked a can. Look out.
Damn straight. Cracked a can. Need one. Had a big night already. Just got back from a gig. Probably slugged back about six, but this Heaps will turn it around.
Mate, I'll tell you what. Heaps Normal turned up at a wedding I was at. We'll discuss in the intro, but I was at a wedding on Saturday and there were Heaps Normals there. And when I woke up on Sunday, I thought, fuck, I wish I'd had them instead because I wanted to shoot myself.
You're going
to
say you felt tip-top, you loser.
If you want to avoid that shit feeling, get the Heapses in you. Chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when we do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. It's when they do, you fuckstick.
What's that?
We're not. I mean, speak for yourself, but I'm not a tip rat.
Oh, sorry. Mate, I've spoken enough today. You probably have. Too much talking.
Yeah.
Too much fucking talking.
Yeah, been busy, mate. Real busy. I've been working on a top secret project that I'll be announcing quite soon.
I've heard about this. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm not telling no one, but I'm not telling everyone either. So
it's all...
It's like ASIO. Like if you're in ASIO, you just tell people, but not everyone.
Yeah, but then it gets
just
out.
A bit of a joke.
It gets out. You've got to shut up. Come on, ASIO. You should know better.
Anyway, send me a message and ask me. I'll probably just tell you.
Yeah, that's
how loose the security is.
Well, the thing you're in, not top secret, that isn't, it's out there. It's on YouTube, Compulsory Entertainment from the Mines.
Oh, man.
Eric Hutton.
It's great.
Unbelievable.
Hutton's one of the best ever. It's so good. It's really funny. Every Sydney comedian's in it. I've made an appearance in it, and I'm not going to tell you what role I'm playing, but check it out if you want. Went against everything I believed in. But, yeah, it's such a good, such a great bunch of creative minds, and they're fucking mad, and it's good, real good. And it comes out, I believe, twice a week for the next little while. It's on Grouse House on YouTube. Look it up, Compulsory Entertainment. Get around it, please. Be great if it goes a series or something along those lines.
Was not on my 2023 bingo card. Luke Heggie acts in a YouTube sketch series. Here he is.
I'm not. I just appeared in it. Acting, you know.
Acting.
Trotting the planks yet again. No, I was on it for like a few seconds.
Yeah.
It's fine. But it's like they just use people for this. It was really.
And it now explains a lot of your behaviour up until the shoot day, which I know was your Daniel Day-Lewis style of method acting. You're really getting into it. But check it out, Compulsory Entertainment on YouTube. Check out Heggie's specials. His two specials are up there. My special is on YouTube as well. Heggie's Grogan tour for 2024 is on sale now. I'm just rushing through that. We've got a killer app. And no one wants to
see
how...
We are rushing through that. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This is an even fucking hot off the press.
Yeah.
A third YouTube special will be up probably within a day of this release.
Bang.
Bang. Fucking straight out. Have that tip rat and low breed.
Is this the one from Newcastle?
No, it's not.
Ah, okay.
That's years off, if ever, because I was so angry about how it turned out. So maybe not.
The Newcastle one that you filmed, I want it to come out just so people can see me run you up a little fucking sweat towel, like one of those young boys at the tennis handing it off to a fucking...
You're in it. You're in it.
Oh, great. Stayed in.
It's stayed in for the first draft and it won't leave. Like the first draft is the final draft. There's nothing that can't be done. It's really shit quality somehow after all that effort. Camera work, excellent. Mm-hmm. Grant, bang up job. Yep. Audio, fucking punchable.
Oh, well.
And talked about this before, but if ever anyone out there is thinking of shooting a comedy special, make sure no fuckwit turns off the aircon. Big trouble.
Old sweaty Heggy was
little
up there.
China. Oh, man.
Hey, before we get into the ep, I want to throw a couple things by you. I went to a pub near my joint on Friday night with a mate for a couple of shandies. And a bloke has come up.
Is it a famous
mate? No. My mate Costa is the audio engineer at the Fox. Legend.
Right.
He was a quiet one.
Still keeping in touch with the people.
Mate, well, he had his baby shower the next day. So I left the house and I said to my wife, going out for two beers. Costa's got his baby shower on tomorrow. It's going to be a quiet one. And she asked me, are Ben or Will coming? Whereas if you've seen my stand-up special, you'll know those are some loose characters. I said, no, they are not. They won't be in attendance. It's just Costa. Baby shower tomorrow. We're going to be good. Turns out a bunch of his mates were just there. The high school he went to, it was the teacher's rap night, and some of the people had left high school and become teachers at that high school, which I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, seen this before. 12 years of school, same school. Leave for 3 years to go to uni. Back to the same school. Institutionalized. Screech Powers style, no good.
They weren't the coolest ones though, but there were some good teachers there. Got absolutely fucking blind.
Cool teachers are sus, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, when I was there, a bloke's come up and said, hey, I saw you on the project the other night talking about you asking your wife for Christmas that you just wanted 2 hours of peace and quiet, and I've got young kids, and I thought, the fucking nuts and balls to ask for that. And I said, I've got to correct you there, mate. It was 2 nights in a hotel room by myself staring at a wall.
Mm.
And we get chatting. His mate's there having a beer, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you live in the area? Yep. We're chatting away. His mate knew the podcast. And then old mate that watched me on the project said, man, I live nearby too. We should bloody get another beer sometime. Do you want to give me your number? And I said, no, I don't. How do you feel about that?
I thought you were about to say, let's go right now for more. Yeah,
don't just give me a number.
I'm not one of those, I've got enough friends.
Yeah.
I'm not even meeting new people. That's how you start dying. But all the same, you've got to be a little bit choosy.
Yeah. It was, I'm one of those, if the bank calls, I go, I don't believe you. I hang up and then call the bank back and then put me in touch. Yeah. I just assume everything's a scam. What are you up to? No.
How would you feel on, I mean, obviously prizes and stuff, but if like the RSL Art Union rang up and said, you bought tickets in this and you did, and they said, and you've won a house and land package on a canal, the Gold Coast with the mosquitoes and the sharks and a fucking jet ski and a jetty and a Christmas tree with presents already under it and all that shit, you'd say.
And a safe full of gold bullion.
Yeah, gold bullion, whatever that is. And Mr. T's in the house with all the gold bullion around his neck. He's going to present it to you. Get up here. You'd say, sorry.
No, I'd say,
I think it's a scam.
What's your name? Who do you work for there? I'm going to call the number back on the ticket. And I'll see if this is a fucking ruse or not.
Yeah.
Straight away.
I get on the plane and go up there to head office, start punching. If they're telling the truth, they'll tell the truth while being punched.
I've woken up on Saturday morning after that big night at the local pub with a text message from one Brendan Favola, who said in our team group, he said, good news, everyone. Here's an Instagram account you can watch a few videos of on your Saturday morning. And would you like to guess the Instagram account? Who runs it
and what's
the business? Yep.
It's Brendan Favola from Brendan Favola Proprietary Limited showing Brendan Favola greatest kicks and catches.
They're called marks, but...
Like on repeat. Yeah.
It would actually be a good YouTube channel. I'll tell him that idea and he'll fucking run with it. He goes, what? I just talk about me kicking snags. Yes. It's even better than that. This is the Instagram.
Talking about himself in the third person.
It's the Instagram account.
What is it?
For Westminster Secrets, which is a brothel now owned by Warwick Kappa.
Oh.
in the video. If you follow us on Patreon, you'll be able to see it here. I'm going to send Conrad the video to put in the start of this intro, but you're just going to hear the audio, sweet. Heggy. The first one, they drop off or get better depending on what sort of human you are. So the first one, it's Wiz dressed as like a Roman emperor on a couch, and he's telling you why you should come to Westminster Secrets.
Warwick the Wizard Cappy here. I never won a premiership.
Fuck.
But you feel like you won a grand final when you visit the kiosk at Westminster Secrets.
So that's Warwick Kappa telling you.
You know what, in AFL, I would never have known that he didn't win 10 premierships. You should shut your mouth on that because you don't know. Yeah. Like, who cares?
He says you're going to.
You people seem to, but the wider world don't know.
You've never won one, Heggy, but you'll feel like you've won one when you get down to visit the girls at Westminster Secrets. Now, the next one.
Where is it in? Yeah, go on.
So the first costume's that. What do you reckon the next costume Wiz is in?
Something else historical?
Oh, well, yeah, pretty recent history. A movie, a famous movie that at the time everyone quoted it and dressed up like it for dress-ups.
Austin Powers.
Yep.
Is it?
You nailed it.
If you get down to my new brothel, Westminster Secrets Oakley, you shag now and shag later.
So that's him as Austin Powers.
Unbelievable.
This is when it starts to slip. You might find the language in the next video. He's still Austin Powers, but see if you can pick up why this next video, I think something's gone wrong on the promo shoot day.
Yeah, baby. If you're looking for a lot of vagina, head down to Westminster Secrets, totally. I'm the new owner. You're fucking beauty.
He's dropped the Austin Powers act pretty quick after.
Yeah. He's gone straight into yellow face, hasn't he? Is he pulling the eyes?
No, he said, he's like, if you're on the lookout for lots of vagina, come down to Westminster Secret. It's just him speaking like Warwick Kappa does now.
Oh, okay. That's how he talks. I thought he went.
And then his catchphrase, you're fucking beauty. So that's on the Instagram account. And then there's a video of him at Sexpo. I don't know how long ago. Because it's him promoting the brothel, but then it's also him talking about a porno he made last year. So yeah, I don't know if this brothel, he got the business cards made before he figured out how he could actually purchase the company. But there's a young lady there interviewing Warwick Kappa at Sexpo, and this is what he's got promoting his business, Westminster Secrets.
A few questions.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is, what is your favourite sex position?
Probably three at once. Bit of anal on top. Bang. Both holes.
So three anal. Love.
Did a porno last year, so 1.2 million.
Fuck yes, we love that.
Yeah. She was 24 and I was 46 and I was pounding the shit out of her.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With a pierced clitoris, both holes. You fucking beauty, Warwick Kappa. You're the next one.
I mean, talking of, like, using his own name is second only to the stats. Like, you cannot fault his business acumen. He's always talking stats, that bloke. How much things cost, running the numbers.
Also love, what's your favourite sexual position? Three. Three of them.
Three at a time. From behind, one on
You're
top.
You're fucking beauty, Warwick Kappa.
It's just fucking noise, isn't it? It's just words.
So all of the videos on the Instagram account for Westminster _Secrets, they've got a few hundred views each, and I think I'm responsible for about 98% of them. I just keep watching and love. It's fucking great.
I'm going to jump in and have a look myself.
Beauty.
Pretty good. Not bad. Man, we better get in this episode. But before, though, I'll tell you what happened to me this weekend. We got a slightly bigger apartment now than we used to have. So, you know, just filling up with shit, obviously. Yeah, okay. Stuff, beg your pardon. And for outside, there's nowhere to sit down. So we went and got a cane two-seater so it can be like the golden era of the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Need a glass-top cane table to go with it. But we got the cane two-seater.
Yeah.
Turned up in the hatchback, measured it, like before we went with my tape measure. Go, yeah, that'll get in the car. Didn't, did it. It's got six legs instead of four, so the middle legs wouldn't get in.
Yeah.
So we drove.
No, you didn't. Back. Not on the roof. Not on the roof of the hatchback.
No, half out the back, couple of hockey straps, and my wife with a hand on it over the Harbour Bridge.
What, man?
Did the job. Sunday, no problem. Didn't see a pig.
I'm impressed, but also disgusted. It's like when you brought spaghetti on the plane. It's like, congrats, you got away with it. But the fact that someone could have died by just getting hit by a bit of fucking cane furniture at speed.
Or the hatch was up, but I was avoiding every pothole. There are a lot of potholes in Sydney. I avoided all them. And I had a few hockey straps in the spare tire well.
Yeah.
So I took them out and like attached the hatch back to the cane lounger and the cane lounger to the pretty much underneath where the exhaust pipe is. It's not designed for carrying stuff, obviously. But yeah, made it.
You're taking that cane lounger over the harbour bridge is actually, it's the furthest south a bit of cane furniture has ever been.
I think it might be actually. Yeah. I've never seen it south of here.
If the cops pulled you over, they wouldn't know what they're telling you off for.
No, mate, it's like fucking fire ants or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be some sort of alien equipment or we're not sure what you got there. Fucking hell. Why did you not just pay to get it delivered?
Well, we're there. I turned up.
Oh.
And we bought it. Went, oh, well, already handed over the cash. It's sitting on the footpath now.
Yeah.
The woman got her son to drop it downstairs. We're not like, oh, we're going to drive back. Borrow someone's bigger car and go get it. It's coming home. I don't care. So there was we had to take the spare tire out to sort of wedge it in where that goes. Stick it in the back. Spare tire made it into the front seat and we just did the job. You know, dare to dream big, get the job done.
Mate, the hockey straps.
Now, with the
helpful
with the owner operators. Oh, man. Poor quality hockeys too. Like you can see the elastic bits near the hooks.
Oh no. Yeah.
You know, the colour, the outer layer colour stuff gone.
Yeah.
You know, oof. If I hit a pothole, this will snap.
It's like when you see someone's bone in a rugby league injury, like a compound fracture.
Yeah,
I'm never meant to see that. I'm never meant to see
bone.
I'm never meant to see hockey strap elastic. I'm just meant to see colours. Not meant to know what's in there.
Anyway, mate, we should get into this. Into this app first, but let's go. Oh, this week, quite a special app, actually. I believe it's a crossover episode.
It is a crossover app with our good mates at Tell 'em Heggie.
Oh, Mug Off.
The Mug Off.
Sydney's finest. And they've got a pretty slick studio.
We're
not anywhere near that sort of quality, but we'll get there. We're still experimenting.
Obviously, the people watching this intro on YouTube will see that it is clearly the intro is on Zoom. The episode, though, from there, it levels out. Boys are coming back, big second half.
Oh, it does, actually. I'm not moving to fucking Melbourne just to sort that out. But, yeah, we're doing it.
I'd move to Sydney. It's pretty sick. But
you should.
The family.
Have a better time.
Fucking way better.
Put your foot down like men used to. Ask your wife for permission to put your foot down and move up here.
Hey, I'm going to make a job done. If it's all right with you, I'm going to give you a stern word.
We better get cracking.
All right, mate. Let's get in. Before we do, though, each week on the app, if we're down the line for the intro, Heggie's always got a Zoom background with a grim history. This, what is it? Is this some sort of timber mill or what is it? Is it some sort of mill?
You could say that. It is. You're so close to the mark. It's in Coomera.
Yeah.
Queensland, Oxenford, Coomera, around that area. You know where we're talking? Should I move my head and you'll be able to tell?
Oh, yeah, great. All right. Oh, all right, I know now. Get on our Patreon, by the way, patreon.com/midflightbrawl for the full video apps. Because, Heggie, I've been trying to guess this since we fucking started talking. No idea. And now it is clearly the ride from the Wet n Wild or the Dream World disaster, I assume.
Dream World, yes. Well, it's actually the original log ride for the connoisseurs, but it's the one that this one shut and that one opened and then bang, they should have kept this one.
Yeah, this one probably get the call up.
Yeah.
You can buy that. You can buy that shit online. We looked up maybe a year or so ago.
Buy the ride?
Yeah, when we did the Carnies episode of
Buying a Gravitron or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get a Gravitron. We should do an episode in a Gravitron. Just take microphones in and see how we go. We're hiring this for an hour.
I told you the last time I went on, I was about seven and I got a blood nose and it looked like I'd fucking shot myself. I've hated them ever since. It was a fucking nightmare. Hate rides. You'll never get me in one. Anyway, that is a particularly grim background.
Yeah. Well, mate, Or for the overseas listeners, there was a horrific accident on the log ride at Dreamworld. So oh, mate. Look
that,
it up.
That would have Googled.
Fill your boots.
Well, you've sort of, spoiler alert there.
all right, mate, let's do it.
Let's get into the ep with the boys from The Mug Off. Hey, legend, slight fuck up with the intro. The video did not record, but the video for the full ep, the crossover with The Mug Off, will follow this. So there's no problems. And let's be honest, Heggy, they didn't miss out on much. There you go. There's your log ride giveaway for the background. I didn't know what it was until he moved his head. Weird. This is a weird Quentin Tarantino. Right. We'll show you the end and go back to the start.
Prequel. Yes. And funnily enough, not my fuck up, was it?
I know. Was it took mine? 196 episodes for me to be at fault for a technical issue.
All right.
But the videos that we talk about will play in the intro here. So enjoy the app.
All right, mate.
Boy.
Let's do it. Woo!
You look great in the suit, Duggan.
Yeah.
And he wears them when he's going to court now.
Or a food court.
Yeah, or a food court.
Trying to impress people.
Got to dress up for the Chinese. Couple of din sims.
The plaintiff, Ronald McDonald, versus the defendant, Colonel Sanders.
Hi, Your Honour. As you can clearly see, the toy in my Happy Meal was broken when I got it.
This is fucking sick.
We need to get a sound effect. This is probably too late in the game to throw this out there.
It definitely is.
You can chuck one in after. It's how computers work. You'll be right.
Yeah, we can do that, right? After
I'll do it in post.
If someone bombs, we should have like the call attendant button. And then you've got to shut up for 5 minutes.
Yeah, just say call the flight attendant. I'll edit it in every time. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so if anyone bombs, we're calling the flight attendant.
Yeah. Place a new microphone in the upright position.
Can you call them the male stewardess?
Yep. Well, I'm supposed to be Trent, the flight steward. But I forgot to shave. Been a little bit busy.
All right, I think we're recording, guys. Welcome to the Mid-Flight Brawl Mug Off crossover.
Yes. Holy smokes.
Yes, the episode everyone's been asking for. Finally, it's happened.
I think so. Who's asked?
The internet.
Who's asked?
You asked?
I was asking, yeah.
Front page of Reddit.
I found the guy that was asking. History solved.
Yeah. For the record, I wasn't asked, but I was actually very surprised this was coming up. Yeah. I was like, this is actually, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, so good to see you boys. Obviously, we've had you both on as guests several times, but this is a special one. I'm very much looking forward to it. We got a couple of clips. We got a clip to even kick us off.
Oh,
today.
Beautiful.
We'll hit this.
Sir, are you going to come up?
Oof, it's moving quick.
And another one.
Surprising bit about this to me is that none of those guys took their headphones out.
What did he do?
I turned it off. He was looking at another woman.
That's enough to get you fucking hit in the back of the head on the plane?
Or someone like that, yeah.
Jesus. What was he doing though? Like peering that's over his, the seat?
Yeah. That was his missus. So and Jesus his name's Memo.
I'd be fucking
problems here.
I'd be executed if that's the fucking. Yeah. Can't even have a look around.
The double shooter,
eyes forward.
Just a nice little snippet because you know it's like you're crying, are you? I'll give you something to cry about. He's like, oh, you're assaulting me. Oh, I'm assaulting you. How about a laptop to the back of the fucking head, mate?
And you're replacing my laptop.
Yeah. I love that. Let's look at that from another angle. Like numerous passengers just heard a certain pitch in the voice and went, let's get cameras out.
They do it.
I'm like a meerkat walking down the street. If I hear any sort of remnants of an argument, I'll just...
Yeah.
What's that?
I follow them. I've followed conversations before. I'm definitely following a fight.
Yeah, 100%. Fucking
great. We got woken up by one the other night. I'm sleeping at Heggie's house.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a woman screamed out. What's it like, 1 a.m. or something?
What did she do, mate?
What was she wearing? Is that your next video? Yeah. Fucking
Heggy called the cops. He assumed she saw a spider. Yeah. That's what he told him.
No, I wouldn't generally do that, but I went, no one else can do it. I've got to get the cops. It was fucked.
Yeah, right.
Proper scream.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
Like
scream.
That's not funny,
three or
is
four,
it?
Three or four screams. Oh, yeah. That got me out of bed. And I was grumpy because I don't like being woken up.
Yep. Mm.
So they came around, they arrested her.
For waking us up.
Disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
She's got a court date next week. Oh, fucking hell. Man, that's so funny.
I got to say, it is weird sitting in the middle like this.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we just sit further forward?
Well, I didn't know
the
rest about
this. This is like, brilliant.
Yeah, I know. I'm turning
well
around like this.
Well done.
Jump up for a second.
Yeah, I think maybe we'll do a little pause and
angle. Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
guys.
You want to pull the chair? No, don't worry.
I think
about.
I might pull it.
You're right.
A bit. Sorry, guys. I'm hitting recline on a domestic flight. I'm that asshole.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you see that clip of that lady going off about it?
About what?
Going off because she goes, I'm allowed to recline it like that. But I've always felt on domestic, shouldn't do it.
No, under 2 hours, fuck off.
Under 2 hours, fuck off.
Don't.
Unless.
Even. You've got to ask.
Someone reclines into you, then you just pass it down the line.
That's not a Mexican wave.
That's how humans got into this fucking mess, mate.
Yeah.
The buck stops with you.
And
you
now we're dealing with Gaza, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, butterfly effect. It's gone.
Look, what have you done?
No, I'll punch a chair. I know.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, knees in the back.
Knees
away.
In the back. Oh, sorry, mate. It just came at me at speed. If anyone give me a heads up, I thought I'd return. You know.
You nearly had a laptop snapped.
Yeah, I've almost had a laptop snapped. Because that's the worst bit. If you've got a laptop out on there, almost said,
which is the worst thing to begin with anyway, because what a fuckhead.
Yeah, but, well, we don't all have a fucking Kindle that we write on with a... We don't all have an Etch-A-Sketch that you connect to. I wouldn't think to pull it out and fucking
play. Get a load of this, man. Hey, he's gay. He's got a Kindle.
Mum and Dad are fighting. Look at this guy. Reads.
I get furious. I get furious if someone puts a seat back without checking.
You won't have it. Fuck.
No. But I almost got into a fight. I was with my wife and son, who was about 10 months old at the time, and we were coming back from Singapore. We're on a flight, an overnight flight, and my wife was breastfeeding the baby, so I had all the meals and shit on the... I had everything on my tray.
By meals, do you mean the other tit? Yeah.
He's not going to drink both of those big things. Look how little he is. Leave some for Papa.
You finished with that, mate?
Yeah. It's called sharing. It's good to teach him lessons.
Shotgun next.
Yeah. Had it all on the tray, and the guy in front of me.
It's all right, we're mates.
Just fucking. Oh, mate, just fucking threw the thing back. All the drinks and food went on me. And I got on the Qantas, had like a seat chat, like seat to seat chat.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuckhead, like just hitting the back of the chair, giving me nothing. My wife's like, you're going to get arrested. And I just got on the seat chat and messaged the person in front of him, hey, it's the guy from Two Rows Back. You know, this bloke just went back, knocked all the shit on me. I'll give you $100 if you just put your seat back quickly and knock all his stuff on. And my wife's like, delete.
Oh, man.
No,
that should be fine.
Sky fights.
Fuck, I'd have done that for 100. I'll do it now. I'll go egg to cunt for $100.
I've not seen you not do anything for fucking money.
Yeah.
I've never seen you refuse that.
Yeah, I'm a poor.
What about like get up at 8 a.m. for an office job?
Yeah, every day this week.
Not getting a job.
Literally for money.
That's pretty hard.
Is he nocturnal? Fuck. Did the bloke ever sleep? What is an owl?
I'll do anything for $100 except get up, go to work.
Jesus.
Not drink a million beers the night before.
A man's got his limits.
Last week, Duggan and I drove to a country gig, like an hour and a half from Sydney.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we passed a creek called Flaggy Creek, but someone had liquid papered out one of the letters. So pretty much handbrake slide.
He actually did do a U-bolt. He did a U-bolt, maybe stand next to the side.
just at full speed, put it in reverse. The
he was like, we were driving, he's blind as a bat, so driving at night, he's like, see that? Like, that lit up. He saw that immediately. He's like, we're going back. We got back. I mean, not that I say you made me, it didn't take much convincing. Yeah, yeah. You're like, stand next to that. And I was like, all right. Yeah, that's going to get a couple of likes.
I've still got the photo with Badrin from like 2013 on the Sydney Comedy Festival Roadshow in Queensland, and we went through the town Isis. And so he and I took a photo outside Isis Bowls Club, just holding each other's head up like it's just.
I mean, that's good Queen fun.
It's a good photo.
Yeah, no, I got it.
No, nothing.
Nah.
What are you?
Different time.
Whoa, hey. You can't say they behead people. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's what's true. What's the blowback?
Yeah.
What about that, you know that story about the handbags at Kmart and they said Mary Hammas?
Oh, yeah.
And they had to take all this stock off the shelves?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like people were saying, Mary Hammas?
Like they get Mary Toy Max like or something. Just dickhead marketing.
They sell them every year. And now it's like, hang on, neither the Jews or Palestinians celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
Let us have a handbag.
Yeah, that's our white holiday. Leave it alone.
Leave us alone.
You're one of those in the Facebook comments.
Yeah.
Natty State starts here.
So you can't say nothing no more.
Can't say nothing no more.
So there was one guy when I was on Triple M Brisbane that fucking hated me, and he'd always comment under just going me. But my favourite is when Holden shut down, he changed his Facebook picture to the Holden Lion logo with a tear running down his chest.
You wait long enough, these people will hang themselves, you know? Just over a long enough period, they're going to fucking... They're going to fuck... What do you think of this, man? Because I just had an international flight 2 months ago. It came from, where was it? Milan to Sydney via Dubai.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in Dubai.
And like a pilot, you did a bit of before you said the plane.
Yeah, went on
ladies and gentlemen.
Cruising out to Milan.
Is that just the microphone? I always thought that was the microphone.
That's their thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's their thing.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Like auctioneers have their thing, pilots have the.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I like it.
That'd be sick if you're real good at maths and flying a plane or whatever the fuck they have to do, but it's like the R's are twos. They're too short, mate. You failed again.
Yeah.
You're speaking
like thought it through.
You're speaking eloquently, dumb fuck.
You want to be just more legible than a City Rail guy. Who's like, they've got a gun to their head. They're like, get out all the stations now. Get them all. All stations to Roosevelt.
So how's this? I was on this flight. Have you been to, you guys been to Dubai before?
Yeah.
Oof, not many laughs to be had there.
No.
Very fucking serious.
What were you doing? Shopping trip?
I was hanging out with my oligarch mates. What do you think? Yeah. It was cheaper to stop there for like, because I think they're crying for tourists to go there.
Yeah.
So if they're like, if you stop there for like 18 hours, you save like $1,000 on the airfare. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It was like, so it was $2,500 there and back. Just so cheap.
Yeah.
But
you just hang around the airport, or you go out?
I just went to, they give you a free hotel room as well.
Oh, wow.
So
oh,
no.
I swear to God.
They just want you to shop.
They want you to go there, but
have a look around.
You want to go to the desert? I'm like, suck me off.
Man, I did that desert safari. Was sick.
Oh, it gets better. Buffet as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. Three meals a day, buffet.
It costs them.
Or you can eat buffet. Or
you can eat buffet.
When they see him coming in. Like, fuck.
Yeah. How'd you go back through the metal detectors with all that alfoil in your pockets?
Alfoil doesn't go off the metal detectors, you idiot.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, it's fine. It's not a hard metal.
Oh.
Believe me, I've tried.
There's not a beef roll sniffer dog on duty today.
I'm going to have to tell my elderly relatives who wrap up $10 notes in alfoil when they send them in the mail. You've seen that?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. So no one steals it. I don't fucking know. It's like it used to turn up from my aunt and my grandparents. They all did it. Foil wrapped around cash.
Yeah.
Don't know.
But surely then they just look for foil in the shape of cash.
I don't know.
Be awesome if it's still got bits of lasagna and shit on the inside of it.
That's so funny. Every time I think of foil, my mind does go to lasagna. It's a food ubiquitous for foil.
Fucking Garfield on his brain.
Don't you think?
You got a baby on the way. Get ready for fucking lasagna, mate.
Yeah?
They're coming.
Mate.
Everyone drops off a lasagna.
Oh, the first day.
I put on 15 kilos. Yeah.
circle life, isn't it? Same when someone dies, just lasagnas on the porch.
Get lasagnas and people die. I'd kill someone in this room right now if that was the case.
Oh, fuck. I'd make you a lasagna. I don't want to name any names,
but I had a guy send me a picture of him eating a lasagna sandwich going, I'm not doing that well. And I was like, I think you're doing fucking
mate,
awesome.
You're the best in the world.
Message me when you finish the sandwich, cunt.
Yeah. You lived for 52 years eating that.
What an innings. Half century. Plus 2 years to goof around with. Oh, yeah, but this is what happened. So I was on the flight from Dubai to Sydney, and there's an Arab gentleman next to me. And
here we go.
That's even worse saying there was a gentleman.
Yeah.
So he was, and
I guess he doesn't have chic money if he's in economy with me, would have been my guess. So I had the window, it was this guy and then some other fella, and this guy just sat there, stood at the screen and just watched movies without sound or subtitles for 14 hours straight.
Did you hit the doom? Excuse me. There's something real wrong here.
Yeah. I feel like saying, mate, you're not in the camel anymore. Enjoy yourself. You know? Have a bit of entertainment.
Were you not with Mon?
No, I was on my own.
Oh, right, okay.
I was at my brother's wedding, so I was like coming back through.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Let the pregnant woman fly by herself. That's good. Very gentlemanly.
One more trip for the lads before the lady shows up.
Great show, Matty.
But isn't that insane, buddy? Just like dead look forward, no subtitles.
Subtitles?
No subtitles.
Yeah.
That's what was driving me crazy.
Well, Heggie does the no booze, no food on the long haul flights. Just sits there, sipping a plastic cup of water.
Wait, no booze? Wait, is there a reason for the no booze?
I don't drink on planes.
Why?
No. You got to piss constantly.
I don't do either. You got to get up to piss all the time.
The worst thing. Yeah. I know a lot of flight attendants, and they always say it's the worst thing you can do is drink in the sky. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll fucking think about that later.
Fucking watch this, lady.
Yeah. But it ruins the next week of your life. After that,
really,
it's a pretty fun hour and a half.
Yeah, giving up 20 hours of free piss hurts more though. I think so.
Yeah, that wouldn't catch me dead doing that.
What would you think, Jerry? Sometimes I'll just sit there and have a think.
Yeah.
Instead of fucking listening to shit and watching movies and stuff. What if someone's just sitting there?
But why put the movie on without subtitles?
Yeah, I know. But maybe it's that. So he's not. He's like, I just want to see.
He doesn't look like he's plotting anything. Yeah.
I still think you're the Unabomber.
Right. That's more racist than what I was even saying.
I just said he was a weird kind of rode a camel.
You mentioned the persuasion. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it didn't add anything to the story. Could have just been a gentleman.
Not relevant to the story, was it?
Very relevant, I think.
the camel bit, I suppose, is the only relevancy, right?
But. Man, Dubai, though, next time you do that desert safari, sick. You go Land Cruisers and just smash around sand dunes. They just drive
that
you out.
That sounds awesome.
It's awesome. You just drive out on a freeway and the freeway just into the desert, then the freeway just stops like it's fucking SimCity.
Fuck.
Is that enough? We've built a road. It just stops and they let the tyres down a bit.
The graphics card's given out.
just doing donuts and going over sand.
I love a four-wheeler over there, huh?
It's an insane place. Yeah. It's a fucking insane place. It's so crazy. Man,
you can go skiing there.
Yeah.
There's like an aircon.
Best aircon. Dubai Mall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snowfields.
The worst. But you won't remember this. They had one of them at Expo 88 in Brisbane.
That's the year I was born. Yeah. You're right. I don't remember that.
Yeah, no. But you were there, right?
I would have run over you. Yeah. Snow ploughing down that. Yeah. It was a good couple of minutes.
That's how blue collar Heggy is. He's still looking to work, even though it's a thing. You've got a plough here. Do you need me to clean some driveways or something?
No, the snow plough is the method.
Isn't that pizza?
That's for fucking new losers who don't. You know, simplified thing is pizza.
I think like skiing is a gay sport though. So
yes.
It's like you're actually.
It is.
True. To not call it pizza.
Fucking 12, fuckhead. Yeah.
You're gay a gay
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty young age to be gay, man. Yeah.
This little scamp came out at 12.
Twirling, take me to a ski field.
All therapy worked. I don't think I am anymore.
Yeah. Did you get kicked out of the ice skating club?
Ice skating. Never done that.
Tonya Heggie over here.
I'm so glad that the pod's gone so well, because I remember Luke pitching me the idea on the building site when we were working together. He's like, it's going to be a pod. It's going to be about, like, you know, mid-flight fights and stuff. And I remember thinking, there's no way anyone's going to be listening to a pod from two heavily closeted men about flights. Who gives a shit? Stop pretending, lads.
No, we got it. It's we started like start of 2020 and then COVID kicked off. And in that 2 years.
Like a fucking minute later. Like we were 1 or 2 eps in.
And in the two COVID years, there was more like sky fights than the rest of history combined.
Yeah.
So we got it. Like we bought Bitcoin in 2010.
You know? Massive.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know if there's any correlation between like the cheaper like budget airline?
Yeah, what causes the most fights? What airline?
Is the combination of things, really.
Spirit Air.
Prescription drugs are massive.
Yeah. But there's mental illness.
Mental illness, obviously. But that's more in the fallout. Yeah. You discover these people were actually mental.
Sure.
All along. Yeah. So
the black dog cometh for all of us, huh? After 400 beers.
Black dog does a lot of jail time.
Yeah. People versus the black dog again.
That would suck, wouldn't it, if you were in court and being like, listen, I'm sad, I'm depressed, and they're like, shut up, cunt, you're going to prison anyway.
The shut up, cunt era hasn't started yet, but it's coming.
Oh, it's
like
coming?
There's a bit of that. Like Island and that, and they go, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, you're depressed, footage. You still stabbed a bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's 190-odd episodes, and I think twice someone has rolled into court and gone, yeah, I punched him.
Yeah.
What cunt?
Fuck all. There's been literally two, maybe. We should look it
Brings
back
a
up.
To your eye.
Grant Hackett was one of them, and I love him for that. He's like, yeah I'd reached over and twisted his fucking nipple. Whatever.
Real estate off. Agent?
I was angry.
Was it a real estate agent?
Who did the same?
No,
the guy,
which...
yes, I think.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
So
yeah,
so really victimless.
He just leant over the front, didn't he?
Yeah,
hand down the
and
shirt.
It was because the guy put his seat back. He's like, must be 6'8" or something. He's huge.
He's got to be 6'4" or 5".
And you always put your seat back.
Yeah, not a bad back.
A domestic seat back. Just what we're talking about.
Mm.
Especially a guy who flips pianos. I wouldn't put my fucking seat back on him.
No.
Anyway,
do you think he wouldn't be flying fucking economy? But would you?
Don't know.
Yeah, that's strange, isn't it? I remember my mate used to live next to Jeff Ugel, and he did not have as much money as you would think.
Well, no, he had some problems, though. I think the black dog visited.
Yeah.
He went away all the time.
Yeah, made him do drugs and
shit. The black dog might have been making him eat out of his bowl, mate.
He was huge.
I saw him at the shops once, and I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah, it was that area, yeah.
He was fed like the butcher's black dog, that's for sure.
Jeff Ugel.
Hang on, there's two of them now. What's going on?
A swimmer's post-career is not pretty, generally.
They burn about 12,000 calories a day just doing laps. Like lunatics.
The best ones get paid about 30 grand. Like, it is fucked.
And the Olympics is
world
free
champions
as well,
and stuff are making 30, maybe 40 grand a year. It's like, man, this
how's,
is
how's Phelps holding up?
He'd have to have corn.
Yeah, I think it's
have
all
heaps
the...
of corn.
Yeah,
like, he'd be Wheaties box and shit, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
if you're knocking
off. Yeah, he's smoking bongs, dude. He's like fine.
And
he's smoking bongs and watching Shrek.
Whereas those ones just a tier below him, we're bashing some bloke in a fucking... petrol station toilet.
Lockdy and Co.
Don't take much. It's like life, isn't it? There's the haves and the have-nots. below. It's like comedy. There's fucking a handful of millionaires. The rest of us are fucking fighting over scraps.
The only thing I don't get about swimming is why is it the only sport that has to train at fucking 5 o'clock in the morning?
Horse racing. Well, they get horses up real fucking early.
Well, I get that.
Mm. Why?
But the swimmers, it's like, just do it after school.
Yeah.
Jeez, I never thought about that.
I think the proper ticky ones do it before and after school.
Oh, buddy.
You know why they have to do it so early? It's because they've got to go to work.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they've got free jobs.
Cunt's a plumber.
It's a fucking tough thing.
Can't be fucking...
It's
sick because you've got to do butterfly, get to work.
One of those boring fucking things you can do. Swimming.
I reckon it's good for longevity, but there's no way they say.
But then what? Why would you want to live a long life if you've literally looked at a black line for the first fucking 30 years of it? You go, of course, I want to die. They don't want to fucking live.
Yes.
Yeah, terrible lives.
You have to be like Dawn fucking Fraser.
Spend your whole life in a bathing cap. Fuck that.
Fucking 2 weeks of commentating every 4 years. That's your job, is it?
Yeah. Look what we did to Laurie Lawrence. That guy was going nuts on the side of the wall. He was clapping. He was singing fucking True Blue. Like, we sent him loopy.
The fucking web.
And not only Fuffy, you got to negotiate all the molesters too. There's heaps in
swimming. Oh, yeah, they love that. Hey?
Of course.
Maybe that's why they want you to go before school.
I remember I went to Christian Brothers schools and we just, on swimming days, I'd just wear my Speedos under my shorts because I knew the fucking deal. And the Christian Brother would come and go, you got to take your toolies off and have a shower before you put your uniform on. We're like, fucking no way, man. Not while you're there.
That's funny. My principal was a pedophile as well, and he did used to make us get changed in front of him.
Yeah.
He would make a big thing about it. It's like, don't make a big deal of it, guys. Just do it. Like, just get
your dicks out, boys.
Fellas.
What's all this umming and ahhing?
Come on, let's go.
Show us your young penis. What's the deal?
At least the neck of it. Show me the neck.
It's getting a bit harder for your run-of-the-mill fucking kitty filler these days, but isn't it?
This is a strong angle you're taking here, Jerry.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying.
I'm going to actually press the call flight attendant button right now. Whoa.
It's not a bomb. This is an interesting point. Yeah. I think it's a good thing. You know,
I'm just letting them know they've got to keep an eye on you, on the guy in fucking B7 BD.
Well, I feel like I've had a strange journey through like experiences with pedophiles.
Yeah.
Because okay. I was ducking them when I was a little fella.
And now what?
No.
Yeah.
Fucking not a strange journey. Sorry, A to B if anything.
That is the standard.
Yeah. And then I was trying not to look like one. And now I've got to watch out for him again when you have a kid.
Because I remember
my dad would never let me join scouts. He's like, and all my friends were in scouts.
That's fair.
Did you go to like Catholic schooling or anything?
I did a little bit of time in religious school.
Is that where you encountered these fucking angry virgins?
No, the other one was just a run-of-the-mill primary school, just a local
normal blue-collar pedophiles.
Yeah.
Blue-collar ones are allowed to be bald.
Yeah, meat-and-potato pedophiles.
Yeah. You're a couple of working-class pedophiles.
Yeah, mate, haven't got the van, you know, just got to cruise around the Corolla.
Yeah, I'm trying to lure kids onto the bus.
Saving up for a hiace, but, you know, they're expensive and... Yeah, COVID's really driven up Toyota prices.
Yeah, man. Hard to get child pussy when you're the bus driver in the shorts and socks.
Fucking going to go down to
we're going to steer this back onto the plane.
Yeah, sorry. Bit of turbulence on this flight. Sorry, fellas.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Might be serving hot drinks on this one.
Just look at Nick start protecting his career and just move in the corner of the couch.
Hop on the flight path. Let's see how long we've got left until we're outside of Thailand.
I mean, I've been trying to get this cunt sacked for years. So we can concentrate on fucking doing something constructive.
Yeah, he was yelling at me the other night. I landed in Sydney. He's like, man, you got to come to this gig. I was like, yeah, of course, I'm going to meet you there. We'll go back to your joint. I won't get there until about 9:30. He's like, you have to do a spot. And I was like, well, man, I'm in fucking shorts and a t-shirt. I'll get the shit out of my bag. I don't.
Yeah.
Been going since 4:30. I don't really want to. And he's like, you have to. Forget radio. On the same day that Kyle Sanderland signed a $200 million deal.
$200 million?
It forces me to do a spot in front of 12 people above a brewery.
It was terrible. It was really bad. Welcome back to the trenches, fuckhead.
$200 million? That's nuts.
Yeah, it's going national and everything.
Fuck yeah. Man. Yeah.
He's like, you know, one of
man,
the
few... Man, $200 million, that's silly money.
For him and Jackie O, he got her the same pay. Years ago.
He's a
beast. He found out what she was on less pioneer. And he fucking cracked the shits and...
Man. And I heard from pretty good source, he gives a shitload of money to charity. So whatever you think about him, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. He used to throw his car keys at me.
That makes me like him more.
Knows a grub when he sees one. He's got a good radar.
This will be a story you'll tell for the rest of your life. Here's my keys, mate.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if you were that famous to be able to go, man, I'm going to... It's like you could just leave the house and go, I'm going to give someone a story forever. Oi, fuckhead. Like, just yell at someone in a bakery or something. And they'll go, that fucking Kyle Sanderlands came and called me a fuckhead, demanded a coffee scroll. every
you could
time
just give someone a story, you know.
Every yeah, time a story it, that it everyone's like, man, that's pretty sweet. They're like, no, it was rude.
I would just be like farting in two people lifts. That's all I would do. That'd be my way of getting out. Like, just try and get that in New Weekly.
No one'll believe you.
Like, yeah, man, I'm sick of this bloody rumor. It's obviously them farting in the lift. It's not me.
Well, should we get into the meat and potatoes? We've had our entree.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Time, time for the main meal.
Yeah, the if that movie. Was the entree, I don't know what sort of weird fucking restaurant.
Whoa. What have we got?
Now, did you have the chicken or the beef? The fish?
Yeah. Yeah, should we do some mug-offs? Or
sure.
We can play another clip. We've got another clip. Should we
chuck another clip on?
Yeah, we'll go the other clip.
Why not? Let's have a look at these clips.
I love this fucking...
Not with that accent, you're not, mate.
Off the plane, everybody! Off the plane, everybody!
Oh, boy.
The man is handcuffed and escorted off in a wheelchair. The plane was delayed 45 minutes. However, the man was not arrested.
Incredible.
Free lift.
There's a bloke who fucking he was being a prick. He took someone else's seat and the guy came and go, I think you find that's my seat. He goes, no, I'm not moving. And then that kicked off and he got into patriotism and everyone else had to get off the plane.
Really?
Wow. Like that, everyone else off so I can get this fuckhead off. And no one stood up and went, I'll knock him the fuck out and you get him off and not the rest of us.
Fuck. Yeah, see, and that's where we are now. I've always said it's, if you know, I know you're a bit punchy, McGowan. You would have mind a fight or two.
You would have dragged him off.
I got one more left in me, and then I'm retiring from this life.
Yeah,
yeah. No, it's gonna be the start of Commando.
You don't even care if I take a licking.
You've got a lot left in you. Wait till you're on the sideline of a footy match.
Yeah.
Fuck, you're on.
Wait until you get less sleep.
Yeah.
That doesn't make someone calmer.
Yeah, I like this. I never used to fight. I had kids. I was fucking whacking prams into cars and shit.
Really?
Yeah. Wait till you get. Wait till your kid gets a bum call at netball.
No, but just like people putting your kids in danger. Fuck you, man. Let's have it.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's see what happens.
Well, I better get that purple belt then.
Yeah.
So Heggy and I.
You don't need it. Just need pure anger.
Rage.
That's fine.
Rage.
You've got that
skill.
In spades, brother.
Mm.
But we always think if someone kicks off on a plane, you've got post 9/11, you can just absolutely bash them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then say, I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I go, like the voice rate just coward punch.
Sorry. I'm Mark Wahlberg here. I didn't know what was going to happen.
In that case, it's probably a Patriot punch, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Freedom. You could have easily smacked that guy. Anyone could have got up and just knocked him out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go find his bag.
That's why he was running his mouth like that, because he knew it wouldn't happen. Watch him squirming in that wheelchair.
Have you ever seen the video of the bloke at Stereosonic just mugging, just, what are you looking at, what are you looking at, fuck
man,
you,
I've,
what are you looking
I've
at?
I've met that guy so many times in my life.
But a guy just walks past, and he's like, what are you looking at, cunt? And as a guy walks past, just turns around, the guy's just curl toes on the floor and he just keeps walking.
Fuck.
So, oh, no, he asked the wrong bloke.
I saw IRL, the reverse, sadder version of that when I was at Future Music in 2007 and Mick Howie, the fucking, I might bleep that name, I don't want to go in trouble, head of the...
That's what you want to beep out of all this so far.
Yeah.
Might be a couple of edits.
He's the head of the Comancheros or another bikie gang. But
I believe he might be deceased.
He is deceased now, but very much alive when I saw him. And there was a fat English guy just trying to get into Deadmau5 with four beers and spilt a little bit on... near him, not even on him, and then I just saw that guy get brained like that and he just dropped.
The guy holding the beers?
Yeah, and he had his missus with him and she was crying and shit and I was just like, yeah. So sometimes those guys going like fucking like that, they can actually kill you as well. And I was just four like, I'm just doing a 180 and walking the fuck away from all this
Everyone should get out of your way if you've got four beers, like a bus. Just get out of the fucking way. You've got four beers through a crowd. Get the fuck out of here.
There's a big group of them. They're all shirtless. You know, I don't want to say what race. Lebanese.
They've all got those bags on. It looks like they're just walking around in a seatbelt.
Yeah, there was. It was scary.
Yeah.
I was just like, and I was, you know, fucking 30 kilos lighter then. I'm like, fuck this.
We had like this Chinese exchange student in our high school and he kind of, a friend of mine talked him out of getting into a situation like that where, like, two dudes from, like, they were friends of guys from high school that were pretty serious dudes, but they were, like, Is this the bloke? And they came up to this Chinese guy who's like just the nicest dude, didn't know what was going on. Oof. And they were like, come around here for a bit, we want to talk to you. And then a buddy of ours was like, sprinted over. He's like, no, no, you've got the wrong guy. Like, it's not this guy, clearly. Like, this is. And then he's like,
easy to happen with
him. Not only violent, but also racist.
He was like, it's not the right guy. Like, trust me, it's not this guy. He didn't do it. Like, he's a.
And
he's
different,
like,
guy, same haircut.
He was like, but these are my new friends, this Chinese dude. And they're like, all right, fair enough, Jimmy, fair enough.
There's a Chinese exchange student at my school when I was a kid, and he got in trouble with there was a school, real rough school nearby, and he got in a fight with a couple of them, but he was fucking good fighter.
Is this
he
Bruce Lee? Is
it pretty much,
Did you go to school with Bruce Lee?
He started bringing a baseball bat to school, and he laid waste to like fucking over 10 guys in in one hit. And then I didn't see him again.
He's
in the big leagues now.
He runs 5
fucking absolutely caned like 10 or 12 guys.
Back to Taiwan, idiot.
Fuck, to go to school with Ip Man.
Man, my favourite baseball bat one, the fuckhead on Bourke Street in Melbourne that drove the car just down and killed people. The start of it, he's doing circle work outside Flinders Street Station, doing burnouts, middle
of
the day.
That's a bit of fun. At that point, pretty good.
Horsing around. Yeah, a couple of people going, ew, and whatever, yelling out. Someone's going, stop it, fuckhead, it's quite dangerous, lots of people there. And then just a few big dudes come over and have a baseball bat and just fucking hit the car a couple of times or swing at the car, and then he takes off and everyone's like, good try, boy. No one's like, what's this cunt got a baseball bat in the CBD? They were not in uniform.
Should really have one in Australia, really. Yeah. Baseball bat.
Mm. My mate Lappy, he was on A Current Affair one time.
Right.
Because there was people doing burnouts down his street, and he had like one of those security cameras out the front of his house, and he got the shits of people doing burnouts in his street because he's like, it's fucking dangerous. We've got kids here and stuff. So he ran out when they were doing, he heard them doing a burnout, and he ran out with a fucking golf club and like hit the windscreen.
Oof.
as they were driving past. And he took a tumble, which we'd tease him about. But on A Current Affair, they called him a truck driver vigilante.
Fucking hell, Current Affair rules.
Yeah, it's so awesome. The truck driver vigilante.
Do you think they're...
He was so chill about it too. He's just like, it's fucking dangerous.
Do you reckon they're the suits that the journos wear on 60 Minutes and A Current Affair? Do you think they're like stretchy... It's like there's a good chance I've got a fight in this.
Yeah.
But there's no way.
They're waterproof because you're going to get sprayed with a hose.
They have the sommelier from John Wick at Channel 9, Willoughby.
You're going to have a disgruntled electrician spraying you with a hose.
Yeah, you always know that you've done wrong. If they're interviewing you while you're moving, you're in trouble. But if they get you stationary, you're normally in the right, I reckon.
Oh, is that the that's a pretty good metric, I think.
Yeah, if they're
you stop and go, any questions?
Don't you have any comments? What about the car window?
What was
that? It's like normally you're like, I'm fucked. It's like,
But although there are some lunatics who buck the trend and they'll stop and have it out, just go, I did nothing.
Yeah, right.
Well, here's some footage of you with an axe, just waving it at people in Fortitude Valley when you're a maggot. Yeah, but
that could have been anyone.
Well, you've never gotten pissed before.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
When I was in high school, my mate Kane's uncle was on A Current Affair. We gave him so much shit, man.
What'd
so
he do?
Much drink driving consistently and then driving drunk without a license.
Wow.
He's just boozing and cruising, dude.
I mean, fair. You've got to tease the town's drunk, like the son of the town drunk.
Yeah,
drunkle's a disgrace.
But they were showing footage because I think he'd had a bit of a rough run. And he was living in a flat out the back of my mate's house, like my mate's parents, and then he lived in the flat out the house. So they were following him like drunk driving a truck.
It's not his first drink.
Truck.
Yeah.
your brother's flat out the
truck. Crazy.
A little tipper, a mental truck. But
it's a truck. It's a truck.
Yeah.
It's
still a truck.
Yeah, were you representing him in court? It was just a little tipper.
When I was a kid, if you saw a woman driving and a man in the car, not only was he maggot, but he's been done for drink driving. There's no way you'd have that way. Like, you'd be at a dinner party and dad would be fucking pissed. You go, No, I'm driving. I don't know. Whatever.
I'll get us home faster. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm drunk, but not drunk enough to think her driving is a good idea. Yeah.
Still got my wits about me somewhat.
Also, the wife is probably like, you drive. I'm not putting up with you pissing in the passenger seat.
Come. I remember when drink driving came out. It was like 1982 or something.
Why do all your stories, when you tell them, I imagine them in black and white?
Yeah. Where's black and white era?
It's silent with Piani.
It's like early 80s. It was on TV. Like, oh, is that what it is? Oh, all right. Like, yeah. We didn't even think about it till then. No one gave a fuck.
I remember seeing
just Charlie
this.
Charlie Chaplin.
Big smile.
They locked you up for the day.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this video in America when they were saying that it's like illegal to drink drive, and there's like dudes drinking beers in the car, and they're like, what, after work? Well, after work, it's encroaching on my freedom.
Yeah. Work did used to get more respect than it does now, though. You got to work 100 hours now, and you still don't get fucking.
One of my earliest memories as a child is watching my dad throw a long neck bottle at a street sign. And hit it because we're in the country, and he would like, you know,
while he's driving.
While I was driving, yeah,
sick.
Yeah, he would always try and fucking hit them with the bottles, and like just smashed one right on there. And I was like, fucking hell,
man! I remember one time.
Dads are cool.
Man, I remember one time my dad coming home in the Arvo, and he's like, "Come on, like, all right." He's like, "We're going for a drive," and I was like, oh, "Fucking not this again!" Like, my old man just loves going for a drive.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're doing on the weekend.
That's what
we're
used to do to get away from your thoughts, but
yeah, we're just going for a drive. But when we went for a drive, he just took me to this paddock, and he just handed me the keys, and he's like, "Drive," and just let me drive around there. And now looking back on it, it's like when he come home, he'd come home from the pub. So he must have just been down there talking to people about.
They're like, them. Mate, let Cameron drive.
Yeah, them teaching their young kids to drive. It's like, yeah, but I'm 11.
Yeah.
He's just driving around in his work car.
He's an old soul, though. Give him the keys. My dad, I remember I was playing street
cricket.
It's
a fucking auto. What's he going to do?
Grew up in a cul-de-sac, like a court, and I was playing street cricket with mates, and my dad comes out and goes, oi, in the car. And I'm like, then I'm playing cricket with the mates. He's like, nah, I don't care. Get in the car. And I'm all shitty. Gets me in the car. We drive off. Get around the corner. He's like, listen to this. Just played the full album of Andrew Dice Clay, face down, ass up. Fucking in tears. I'm like 12, like, this is the best. Just driving around. He's like, don't tell mum. This is awesome.
Your mum would have loved that, but.
Yeah, I know.
Take me in the car, cunt.
Someone had to watch my sister. Something. I'll have another one. Are there more down there?
Yeah.
Oh, the flight attendants. You beauty. Thank you.
Does anyone else want
to? Yeah, please.
All right. Let's just grab these two here, man.
Sure, bro. Drinks break.
Do you cut this out or you just let it fly?
I can easily get it back in.
I reckon the listeners would know why there'd been an edit.
Yeah.
If we all just come to a silent fucking standstill and then all our beers, hey.
Seem very refreshed.
Well, it's been such a red hot air. But you said you had a mug off for us.
I mean, I've been in here quite recently, so not. They're more historical mug offs.
Yeah, like, yeah, love them.
Right,
the best one. Yeah.
Oh, History Channel. It was 1922.
This flight's got History Channel.
When I was at primary school, I just remember this recently. I was in my last year of primary school, right? And I was in the chess competition.
15.
Yeah. So I had a couple of beers. And,
mugged off again by the test. Fuck you. Multiple choice ACDC doesn't work.
He spelled it bluke again.
And somehow, like, chess, there was a trophy for the chess champion. And this seemed to excite the fucking cool guys. I was you know, churning through the comp. Fine, I had older brothers. We used to bash each other for chess, but also play. And then
it's like fight golf. You said that way?
Yeah, fighting golf. Oh, chess. There's chess boxing.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen chess boxing.
That is good. Yeah. That's real good.
That's all your interest.
Fucking good at chess to not get bashed. But anyway, I was in the final of this thing, right? And all these cool guys are gathered around. My friends all fucked off playing handball or whatever kids usually do.
Can I ask what the cool guys are wearing? At this, like, just to get
school uniforms, funnily enough.
Okay, yeah, but like they're not wearing their hats backwards. Or...
No. And I was fucking flogging him, and I've reached over, not not the checkmate move, but near enough, and fucking knocked my king over while I was going. And they went, oh, you resigned. I said, no, I didn't. It was accidental, which it was. And they go, no, you resigned. Went to the teacher, said, oh, he put his king over because he was going badly. He resigned, fucking ganged up. And this little fucker won a trophy. And
no.
Probably got his name engraved on something. And I was ropeable. I was just fucking... misplaced my temper.
Going to engrave your fucking name on his forehead.
No,
no, yeah. Is
that what's going to happen? Yeah. No, I was too small.
No, his name in reverse on his forehead.
Yeah.
Apologies for the break, ladies and gentlemen. We've experienced a bit of turbulence, a small technical issue, but we appear to be back now. It should be smooth sailing for the next 15 minutes.
Nailed it.
I hate when the pilot gets on and it's like, today on a flight to Sydney, Melbourne. You go, I don't trust this cunt already. I'm getting off.
Yeah,
you should be able to walk off. You don't know where you are.
Yeah. I mean, because they all have to speak English, some of them, their English isn't their first language, obviously.
Oh, here we go. Fucking slowly getting around.
I do it to everyone. It's fine.
It dodged me, thank Christ.
Those, as Jared would say, Arabs have not such good English. But I was on a, like sitting on a tarmac somewhere so long ago. And
you're like, this fucking sand N word better get this fucking flight going.
Yeah, I'm looking at the window. Two guys trying to start the propellers with their hands.
You just go, sorry, everyone, for the delay. We're just checking. Something. What the fuck? This is even worse than saying nothing, man.
I know I've told this story before, but I was at the Gold Coast after coming back from Splendor, and I heard this woman do an announcement. She goes, this is an urgent page for... Four.
Oh, yeah.
And then attempted to say the name, and then you could hear in the speaker, she goes, did I get that right?
But that's why it's not, if you fly like Singapore or Etihad or Emirates or whatever overseas, everyone like bilingual, sometimes on their badge, they've got like four languages, they're nailing, one person's nailing four names from four different parts of the globe.
Yeah. In Coolangatta Airport, it's just like,
yeah.
She actually went,
You get on here,
fuck,
like,
it made me laugh so hard.
I hope I say Muhammad.
Yeah, it's just Caitlin spelt different.
Yeah.
Well, Yaz had a fucking crazy one when we went to do the Melbourne live show. Do you remember you were saying
that? With the guy, like... There was like a small fucking South American guy in a Boca Juniors tracksuit.
Sick.
And like I could clock him, he fucking seemed like he was boozy.
Yeah.
And we're waiting at the
top. Full tracksuit.
Full tracksuit.
Like he's playing for him.
And he's like, he's waving to people as he's walking to his seat, like, all right, keep an eye on this guy.
Sweet.
That was, I had a, sorry, real quick, music festival ages ago with Tommy Little, like 2010. And we're going through and there's just a shredded bloke. No shirt on, going, thanks for coming to my birthday. Thanks for coming to my birthday. Thanks for coming to my birthday.
Fuck, I wish this kind of damage.
I love that.
Yeah.
Claiming it's your birthday is so funny.
It's fucking so funny.
It's one of the greatest things to do at a strip club, I've always said. Like, just just say it's your 21st birthday. It's always a good time.
Motherfucker, you're at least 30.
I'm turning 21 today. It's a big day.
You said that last week.
But yeah, this cunt's come shuffling in. I'm like,
cunt's aging in dog years.
He seems very fucking boozy already. You know, he's waving to people. He's by himself. He said hello to some young girl in front of me. He's maybe two seats in front of me. And then plane's fucking just sticking around. We've got to wait. So we're on the tarmac for like an hour and a half, flight to Melbourne. Jetstar, mind you.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then it's him. It's a spare seat and then a woman. And then the woman gets up. And then she marches all the way to the front of the plane and starts talking to the flight steward. And I'm like, fuck, here we go. Because she's looking at me and pointing at me. And instantly I'm like, what have I done? Like, and the stewardess is marching over. She's got fucking a look in her eyes. Stops just at the Boca Junior cunt. I'm like, thank Christ. And then all I can hear in, like, I take my headphones off, all I can hear is, you cannot watch pornography on the flight.
Oh, no.
And then he's like, yeah, fine.
An hour and a half in, you're like, well, technically I should be jerking off in Melbourne right now. So
exactly.
You're cutting into my porn time.
Yeah, he should have said it was cultural, these horny little South Americans, you know, we could have done
yeah,
something
made
there.
Me wait, dude.
It's like, come on, dude. Can we get this thing moving before this guy starts edging?
You must have seen that on a flight. They're like, someone open up the laptop or the fucking iPad and there's porn.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And that's slap. Like, no, I'm actually not going to do it.
I guess that's what your mate, the fucking, in the Arab guy, is fucking, you know.
Just staring forward with
that. Yeah, because he knows if he opens up his laptop, it's straight to fucking interracial porn.
Yeah, fuck, maybe. Yeah.
I always close
him
it.
Him and me both, brother.
Yeah, how do you not remember to close it? Oh. Just close jerking off and go straight to
thing,
sleep.
Slap the thing shut. You mean?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, like you close it before you, yeah.
It's a similar thing with like women in childbirth, you know, they don't remember the pain. It's like with men, it's the same thing.
We don't remember the cum.
Oh, yeah, we don't. We're just like, well, that'll be fine. Yeah.
It's baby brain watching stepbrother with his head stuck
Nick,
in the
have
chair.
You ever wanked before? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I probably never will again. Yeah, until the moment strikes and then enter the trance and then start the process again.
I come and it's as if two men in black come in and they give me that fucking pan.
Yeah.
And just like, you're having a pretty productive day.
Yeah.
You were getting shit done. You weren't playing video games, that's for sure.
Yeah, stop making chimp noises. What the hell?
You definitely weren't thinking about them, so that's fine. Anyway, back to it. And I'm like, well, I better play some video games actually, now I'm free. It's been a very busy day.
Did you have any other clips, McGowan? Did you get that? Did you send through the one?
Yeah, I sent through all the new ones.
No, there's one more that we had.
Oh, well, we can close on it. Sorry.
Because it's happened maybe 2 days ago, and our inbox at Midflight Brawl got lit up with this clip today.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, it's a brand new
one.
Good.
Fresh. Yeah, it's fresh. Hot off the press.
The best bit about our listeners, and that, what I love too, there's always a polite, you may have seen this already.
That's very cute.
Oh, I always think that whenever I see...
I mean, send it through,
I
please.
See flight videos and I'm like, surely other cunts have seen this. But I do a hell of
That's
a lot of
scrolling. That's how people get killed.
Though.
Like when people go, oh, no, I won't call the police. Someone else must have.
Well, I wouldn't call the police. Kill me.
Well,
I'm not having one of these fucking nerds come and help me.
Not you. I'm talking about at the start of the episode, you might remember there's a woman in distress.
Yeah, it's a pretty grim story we heard at the top of the show.
Well, I mean,
if it's you... I'm not even calling police. I don't give a fuck.
I'd tell you not to.
I'd forgotten their number.
You mean the fat loser who lives below me?
Yeah.
Don't know if we're doing fat loser things.
Come on, dude. I'm not that fat.
I had a cop. I was in Brisbane, this year sometime, and I was maggot walking. I was walking my bike along the... I usually just get on and ride home, but I was like, nah, this is even too much for me. I was walking through the valley... And I'd shut like two, maybe three pubs, and this cop, bunch of cops walking past. And I kept my head down, and one of them goes, "Oi!" I went, "Oh fuck, here we go." I'd just given a couple of coins to a hobo. I thought, "Are you gonna fuck it? Is it back to 80s Queensland now? You're gonna arrest me for giving coins to a fucking bum?"
Yeah, enabling.
Yeah, and he just goes, "Oh, I saw your clips on the thing. I loved it." I said, "Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for keeping the streets safe."
Yeah.
that's what you
what
think you said. There's no way you shut three pubs and then said that.
Fuck off, you fucking squiggly tail.
No, the morning after Reese Nicholson's wedding, I had to go. So my wife and I were in a hotel room in Sydney, but I had to go and do breakfast radio. I got to bed at 1 in the morning.
Oof.
Maggot. Had to get up 4:45, have a shower. But I'm looking in the mirror, I've had a shower, and I'm like... good to go. You know where you think somehow the stars have aligned and I've avoided a hangover.
I've thought that and you get in the car.
Black magic. Someone has a different opinion.
Yeah.
The primary school I've crashed into.
Wheel feels weird.
Yeah.
I put the window down, bit of fresh air.
I'm in the back
seat. That'll turn the 80 beers around. Bit of oxygen at speed. But I got downstairs and saw the receptionist. And I was going to go up and say, "Hey, can you make sure there's late checkout? My wife's staying there, and I'll be back at like 10 in the morning." I'm like, "That's what I'm going to open with." And I just go up and I'm like, "Hey, how's your night this morning?" Oh. And when you talk for the first time, you're like, "I'm not ready to talk."
Yeah. Put this out nationally.
Please, give me a studio.
I remember once having a huge night and waking up and being just like, fuck, I'm late again. like got up, showered, got into my uniform, got in the car and started driving. And I was like, I'm not even working today.
Oh, man.
Just parked the car again. I was like, oh, I shouldn't be driving.
I haven't had a job in 2 years. What the fuck?
This was years ago. And it was, yeah.
Hold on. I live in this car. Yeah.
Who showered did I use? Yes.
You'd have thought that would have been a wake-up call for me, but I was just like, that's pretty funny. And went back to sleep. It's like, oh, man, day off. This feels awesome. Just clocked out.
Every day's a day off if you're brave enough.
I just wish one day breakfast rat just sleep in.
Mm.
And then just go.
Never happened?
Eight
you never just fucking done it?
No.
No.
I'm late to work by 5 minutes every. There you go. Give it to the fucking chess dickhead here.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, nerd, come on.
Oh, fucking. Chess, not mathematics. It's about 20 hours. I feel like I should do this, but I've had a lot of beers.
It's 22 hours a year, rounding up.
Not bad.
Yeah,
not
that's
bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, almost a full day.
That's what I'm saying.
Just yourself.
I mean,
just that's nice.
You could stretch that out a bit if I'm honest.
Factor in when I'm leaving early.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just hanging out in the car.
I get to
saving
work.
Saving time.
Two
you
seconds.
Just listen to Darude one more time before you go into the site.
Fly yourself up.
My whole life has been getting to work 2 seconds before I have to start. I'll never understand people that get there like 15
minutes.
Oh, mine's
2.5 hours late. I don't do that anymore because I respect my boss now, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people saying it's like if you're on time, you're late. But you're like, if you're on time, you're a nerd.
Yeah.
I'll see you at 11:30.
Also, if I'm late, why are you yelling at me? It's making me later.
Mate, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
I got 2.5 hours shit to do.
I didn't mean no excuses. They're like, you're late again. I go, yeah.
There aren't
for,
no excuses.
Honestly, for years it worked. You're late, yeah.
You can't beat apathy.
Mm.
Like, you can yell at apathy.
You can't reason with it.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, yeah.
Now, like, do you even want to work here? I'm like, well, I need to pay rent. Like, not really.
But this is supply.
I don't want to be wearing a name badge.
And you know, all the managers would have done some fucking course, at, like a retreat.
Yeah.
Where it's like the employer will come in and their excuse will be this and this and this. Yeah. Let's role play what to do. There's no role play for Dunno. There's no workshop about me.
They ring all the way to the top. We've got a man who broke the code.
Man, every time there'd be a new manager, they'd be like, I'd be like, we got another one. Yeah. This cunt's going to try and fix me righto, mate. Yeah. I'll try my best.
You know how like when Neo understood everything. He could see the code. Yeah. That's like you, but it's just mate.
It's just like, dude, if they had any other option.
Mate toothpick, that's your zeros and ones.
If they had any other option, I would have gotten fired years ago.
Yeah.
And it only took until they just deleted all butchers out of Woolworths. That's the only way they could get rid of me. Yeah. Just to
We're
ruin
burn it all down.
Just to ruin
the profession.
Just to ruin an entire industry.
Shut the tapes.
I've crunched the numbers. If we just get rid of butchers entirely, then he doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
How could he be late if he's not here?
Yeah, I'd rather sell full cows before bringing this cunt back. He's doing me an in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
She's been sniffing around there for 5 minutes now. trying to steer me down.
What rat bitch wants, rat bitch gets. We better close. We better wrap up. We've got one more clip, Becky.
We're not listening.
La 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 la.
We've got one more clip to take us out. So people have been sending this one in this week.
Yes, this has blown up mid-flight brawl. This is brand new. This may be the best short clip I've seen. So normally you see someone going, fuck you, I'm American, I'm not leaving, or a punch or whatever. This is wild. This chick needs to go to the bathroom. And they're like, ma'am, you can't go to the bathroom yet.
And it opens on a Mickey Mouse blanket, which I've always
enjoyed. That's a nice touch.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Just let the woman piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the dog of pissing.
Did she actually piss?
No.
Nah, just that was like a fucking second. That's just making a demonstration, I think.
The gun was loaded. Did,
then, yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Also to say I don't give a fuck after that, it's like, we know, lady. Yeah. Yeah. I just saw your pussy and asshole on the plane. I know you don't give a fuck. And you even squatted down to go, I'll do it right here.
Yeah.
It's
like,
fuck. You know there's some dude on that plane going, nice.
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse blanket rises up a bit. Hey. Imagine that. You find out, though, that's the only way you get hard. You're like, oh, my God. You see it and you're like, yeah. This has unlocked something in me that I can't turn it around.
Yeah. Yeah. A middle-aged Hispanic woman needs to pee before I can blast off here. Like, good luck typing that in the Pornhub.
Guys, we might wrap it there. Thank you so much for coming
thanks
in,
for
boys.
Us. Yeah. Thanks for going on the effort. We went to none.
No, yeah, it's awesome. Well, maybe we'll make it like a biannual thing when the plane lands.
Yeah, great, actually.
Please.
Love to. I'll make a much more effort next time.
Oh,
and as we come into our descent, anything to plug, fellas?
You got any shows, Luke? You're doing Melbourne? And
oh, yeah, I'm doing another tour of NAMM next year and all the other cities.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got a new show called Grogan.
Hell yeah. I've seen, I think, every one of your shows the last 6 years. They're all great. Go see Luke.
So Peggy far, Love. Terrible, but it'll come good.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe
it's
it.
It's fucking grim.
Doesn't I saw some red hot stuff the other week.
Yeah. Well,
out near Flaggy Creek.
Yeah, Flaggy Creek saw the best of it. It's been fucking downtown since then.
And you don't want it good now. It's like AFL teams that win the preseason fucking comp.
Yeah, peak early.
Yeah,
too early. See in September.
You want to go dirty early. You don't want to peak early.
It is fucking dirty and it's early. But this guy's got a special on YouTube.
I've seen it. It's fucking awesome. Want to have that.
Thanks heaps. Yeah, he's going live at the Corner Hotel.
Yeah, YouTube.
In 4K.
Yeah, download YouTube.
You should all get YouTube and watch it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Red Hot Tip.
We're all on YouTube.
Right? Yeah.
Everyone's on
YouTube.
Checking out.
Love YouTube. I've paid for YouTube Premium.
Me too.
It's the best investment. $13 or something.
It's incredible.
Never see an ad.
It's so good. It's so fucking good.
No, it kills me.
I only watch YouTube for the ads.
Oh,
okay. I want to know about.
I believe that.
I want to know about bank loans I can get.
It says more about you.
Yeah, bro.
You're seeing payday loan ads.
With only
just
90,
got fired as a butcher.
Only 90% interest over 3 days.
Have you guys seen this funny video? It's the wallet wizard. He gives a predatory loan to this couple. It's a really good clip. Have you guys seen this?
If you enjoy our stuff, check it all out. We're all over the internet, YouTube, TikTok, MugOff69, Instagram, MugOff69.
Patreon, baby.
Patreon, where we do our best work. Go go subscribe to that. Throw us a few shekels so we can keep dressing up like retards. Yeah. We're very expensive. And
just a man who's got a kid on the way getting three pilot uniforms for a thing that will mainly be listened to.
Cannot stress enough for an audio medium.
Yeah. Wait till you see the clips. Because these are things that will be taken off.
It's because we go just the so extra mile. They look great.
Thank you very much, Luke.
You do look
And thanks so much for coming in, boys. You got spots to go to. We'll get you out of here. But thanks so much for coming, man. We'll see you all next time.
Thanks,
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.